This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Wednesday, November 21st, 2018. A.K.A. Thanksgiving Eve. A.K.A. the biggest bar night in the history of man. Right?
Yeah.
You want to check on your boy there who tore through here like a bull in a china shop?
Yeah. I didn't break nothing.
Running like hell.
Maybe my left ankle, but it already hurt.
Jimmy is up and at him this morning. How long have you been up? I'll say since 3:50.
About 3:15 I woke up.
Oh.
I couldn't sleep. I went to bed at like midnight and woke up at 3:15.
You took a big nap yesterday there, right?
Yeah, a good couple hours. It was one of the greatest naps I ever had in my life. I had a cheesesteak for lunch.
I know where you went.
Then I went home, and before I could take a nap, my mom came over, and I had to install the Walmart grocery app on her phone because she couldn't figure out how.
Oh, boy.
Son?
Bless her.
I'll get it one day.
What's she using the app for?
To buy groceries that they'll go put in her car for.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah,
I'm not laughing. I've used that before.
Well, yeah.
It
became almost counterproductive the first shot. She'll do it again, and it'll work out better because she had to install the app. But she didn't know how to do that, so she had to drive all the way to Moonville so I could install the app for her. And then she had to go all the way to the other side of town to Walmart to get stuff.
Oh, boy.
So it wound up taking a long time.
I've only done it 3 or 4 times, but when I did it, like, I got out and opened the back of the car. This is when I could drive. I got out and opened the back of the car, and like, they handed me the groceries. But I see some people that are not even, like, how would you say, maybe disabled, have a hard time getting around. People who just pull up and then, you know, alert them that they're there and then just sit in the car while they load the groceries. It's like, it's a grocery ordering, not ordering and putting it in your car for you, too.
You know, they fill a lot of those orders in the morning. I get to see.
Yeah.
Sometimes not the most enthusiastic. Like, it seems like a pain in the ass. If you work there, it's something extra you got to do.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to
get this and that.
I'd be grumbling around there. I'm like, come in here and buy your own damn groceries.
What's wrong with it? Can't you come in here? The aisle's not big enough.
We got motorized carts, damn.
If you bought a roast, I'd get you the smallest one I could find.
Just run my finger up in your honeydew.
Watch it now.
Just dent the nose on your honey bear.
Did you see that there's a video going around that shows the fulfillment center, I would assume, over in the Orient for Alibaba.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the video of how they they run that whole factory with, like, 5 dozen people?
Yep.
They have all these trays that are on these tracks.
Yeah.
So the tray would come over to my station, and that's, Jeremy Ellenberg ordered, you know, this dragon's tongue whip. And I would place it on this tray that would move across the pad and go to the shipping area and flip over and mail itself. What would have taken, I think they said, 6 to 7 people to manually get this to there. They did it with one person and some kind of robot tray.
Huh.
Oh, boy.
I never used Alibaba, but I know it's bigger than Amazon.
It's huge. It's crazy. Anyway, let me do the weather because that is of utmost concern. Today, sunny, high 59. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, sunny, high 57. Right now, clear skies and 33 degrees in Greer.
Oh, spooky.
That's right.
Frosty out.
Where to begin? Several things. One, went to the grocery store last night and saw the beer. First time I saw it, my own eyes, in a grocery store at Ingles.
Yeah.
That was nice. That was real nice.
Did you buy them all?
No. I didn't buy any. Shouldn't have to. No, I have some at home. And so I tweeted Ingles. I said, at Ingles Advantage, I said, hey, thanks for giving. I had to reword it. The first tweet was going to say, hey, at Ingalls Advantage, welcome to the family. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, that sounds too cocky. So I changed it to, hey, at Ingalls Advantage, thanks for giving us a shot.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Bob. Throw one of those.
I felt that was more sincere. You know what I mean? Showing a little gratitude for, because, I mean, God, that's a big deal to get right into. I mean, it's a big deal to have a beer. It's a big deal to have it in bars and convenience stores, gas stations. It's a real big deal to have it shelf space in a grocery store.
Yes, it's a big deal to have our faces on cans of beer in a grocery store.
Really is.
It really is. I mean, it is a big damn deal to see our faces on cans of beer all over town and tap handles all over town.
It is.
You didn't wave anybody down and kind of show them, like, hey, look at my face. Look at this can. You recognize that, fella?
What kind of fool would do that? I took pictures. I did a video, just, you know, video showing, like, oh, man, look at this. Look at me.
That's you on that beer can? Let me pull them out.
Look, it's not... There's a difference between being proud and having a little too much pride. I really, honest to God, I'm sorry. I really
don't believe you
promise.
Now.
Promise. It's just something that I'm just very happy about. Let's just say that I'm very happy about it.
You can be proud of that. It's an accomplishment. You know, it's like it's one of those things. It's like, wow, that's kind of a life goal I never realized I had. Yeah. I've said that about it before to people. It's like having a beer and being on a can of beer and being on tap handles it's like a life goal I never realized was a life goal. But it certainly is an accomplishment.
It wasn't on my vision board, but I'm glad that it manifested itself.
Yes. Yes. Well put, Matthew.
Thank you. But that was real nice. That was real cool.
Yeah.
See that.
How long did you hang out beside it? Did you just hang out beside it, just standing there, posted up? Like when people walk by and gesture to it.
You know what I thought we ought to do?
What?
And I don't know. I don't think we'd get in trouble for this. But I think we should, because you know how the guy was having us sign the beer cans at the 28-hour show? In that nice silver paint pen?
Yeah.
I was thinking we should just go to Ingalls and randomly just autograph the six packs.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Go sign a can.
And then, you know. Thinking, well, that sounds like you're a little too prideful too, like you think your autograph is something. It's not. It's just more of a little file. Oh, look, there's one Matt and Jimmy signed.
This seems to me like we have too much free time if we're doing that.
Well, no,
because we'd have to go together.
Well,
you know?
I'd in exchange for that, I'd want free groceries.
Oh, okay. I'll tell
at
you
least
this.
Prescriptions.
I'll tell you this: if that beer is serving in a bar, pouring in a bar,
yeah,
and I walk up in that bar, mm-hmm. like everybody starts drinking that beer. I saw that last night for myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where?
At Tribbles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was out. Well, in Piedmont, you know. Yeah. Where else am I going to go? In Lamont. I'm going to go Tribbles.
Was Machete Betty there?
No. Wow. Miranda was there.
Yeah. Yeah. Miranda.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
she's sweet.
Yeah. Well, look at that. Yeah. You went out on the pre-biggest night of the year. Will you go out tonight?
Absolutely. What else am I going to do?
You should announce on the internet later where you're going to be.
Take a guess. I probably the same place I went last night. Still looking for that flagpole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let us know.
What's the story about the flagpole?
Somebody stole the flagpole from out behind the bar. They're looking for it.
Some dick took it.
Their American flagpole?
Yeah, it wasn't up yet, but they were going to put it up and put a flag on it.
What a commie bastard.
Yeah.
Give it back. Could have been the same people in the truck. Give it back.
You sure it was for the American flag?
Yes.
All right, then. I am angry about it then.
It's a veteran-owned bar, absolutely.
Yeah, by God.
I go more than he does.
It's upsetting.
You ain't never been there. You quit it.
I haven't yet, but I'd like to.
It's fun, man. Yeah, it's a good time. But yeah, I went in there and like everybody started drinking P1 Pilsner.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Really?
It was like, yeah, I'm Norm, apparently.
Norm.
Where's my brown sport coat?
Sammy.
That I wear every day for 20 years on this show.
Where's your milk bone underwear?
Oh. Wow.
I should walk out and walk back in. Drink some more. Drinking game.
Well, that'll be fun. That'll be a good time. Fat boy, do you have any? Oh, we'll save that. We got 4 hours of radio.
Yeah, nobody cares. Oh,
that's some WD-40 on that door.
Sorry,
it's like a haunted house.
Smells
good
too.
Evening.
Something from Mad World in here. That was wild. Well, we have a lot to do today. First of all, I need some help from the P1 family. A quick personal Matt Man OPP. My display went away on Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, yeah. You called me about this yesterday. I'm like, dude, I don't have a clue.
I broke my own rule. I said, I will not use the internet or, I mean, you can talk about the game amongst friends, but to, you know, ask sincere questions. So my display went away, meaning my weapons wheel is gone. My compass is gone. I can't see, I mean, I can see physically where I'm going, but my little compass in the corner of the screen is gone. I also can't go through my weapons. And I thought maybe it went away after you play the game so long to just to make it a little harder. And Jimmy, who's played the game more than I have, more further along in the missions and stuff, is like, dude, I have no idea. And when I would try to Google it, only thing it would show was how to set up the frame of your TV. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To change the framing of the edges or whatever. I was so mad. I finally killed a freaking grizzly bear.
Good for you.
Thank you. I just happened upon it.
I'll give you a clap. I have no idea what it's like to kill a bear.
It ain't as hard as I thought it would be.
Really?
No. No. It ain't as hard as I thought it would be. Double barrel shotgun, two shots, boom.
Pew, pew, pew.
Out of there. But it screwed up my whole afternoon. I had time to play.
Hmm.
So I just went to looking for the beer in various stores.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did instead. No, I went there for groceries, but
oh,
it just went away. And I was like, oh, my God. What am I going to do? So if anybody else is knows anything about that, for PlayStation 4.
I'm reading an article here from, it was before the game came out, about you can turn the HUD completely off, that display.
The smart HUD? Yeah. I set it to default, which is what it was originally on.
Yeah, but whatever you did turned it off. Now you can't figure out how to turn it off.
Sony pony.
Oh, God. I got to figure it out. Anyway.
Sure, somebody will know. All the gamers who listen.
Just somebody.
Somebody says down on the D-pad.
Right here.
That opens up my satchel.
No, it's the right.
Or the journal.
The right on the D-pad on Xbox.
It's hard to do when I don't have it in my hands.
Yeah, the D-pad, not the sticks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's on live PD.
Somebody else says you're in photo mode.
I don't even know what that means. But holler at me, whoever you are, please, on social media so I can talk to you afterwards, because I really screwed up my day yesterday. I was all excited. I can't even sell. I can go to the butcher. I can't sell him my pelt
because
I can't rifle through my wagon weapons wheel.
Yeah, that's weird, because if you turn the HUD off, you still should be able to get your weapons wheel.
Yeah.
But, hell, just the other day I figured out how to change from, like, shotgun shells to shotgun slugs and how to use, like, the express rifle and all that.
I don't know how to do that.
You go, yeah, when you're in the weapons wheel, you just hit over on the D-pad. Either direction, you can go to the different types of ammo there.
You got
to
press, like, 8 buttons just to get in this little sack.
Sounds like a hassle.
One button.
It's so fun, though.
It's like 3 on PlayStation.
Well, you should get an Xbox.
I'm just...
I don't want controllers all off in different directions.
Well, you got giant hands. You can handle it.
It slips out of my hand as it is.
Well, I'm talking about the controller.
I got grips.
Woo!
Xbox sucks.
Jimmy should calm down on the laughter.
I'm drinking coffee, man.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm excited. I love Thanksgiving. It's a good day.
Well, today is going to be, it was not Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving Eve.
Day before.
Today, 9 will do his pigskin punishment, which will entail Gay Timmy coming in, who is a hairdresser, stylist. Mm-hmm. He'll be coming in to give 9 frosted tips.
Yeah, so I believe he's a licensed cosmetologist and all that.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen his business card.
He drives, I know that.
Oh, he can drive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, he's one up on me. Maybe I'm a cosmetologist. Who knows? That'll be nice pigskin punishment today. We'll do that live on Facebook, facebook.com/RiseGuys. Also, Instagram at The Rise Guys. You should already be following those pages anyway.
Yes, you should.
Please.
Shame on you if you don't.
Shame, shame, shame. Pigskin picks. We'll have to do that again. Already, we'll do the punishment today. Yeah. Then an hour or two later, whatever, we'll do the picks. I was looking over that. I'm lost. That's okay. There's one particular game that has really throwed me for a loop real bad.
Oh, which one?
I don't want to say.
Okay. Well, I've already picked, so it's not going to have any bearing on what I do.
Well, I won't know that you wouldn't change it.
Well, I mean, with football picks, it's pretty easy.
I'm the league leader. I'm not going to give out my information.
I ain't going to change.
I don't have any. That's the problem.
I didn't change when I lost 4 in a row.
I don't want to say which one I'm having a problem with, because that might sway someone, you know, that's already locked in their picks.
Well, I would guess it's a high school game, since that's the least information you could find.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, bare minimum. It's hard to get information on high school football around here.
We should watch Friday Night Hits.
Anybody else think we should throw in a Thanksgiving game?
Are we not? Is that not on there?
Not a single Thanksgiving Day game.
I think yeah, Falcons and Saints.
Oh, okay. My bad. Thursday night, 8:30. There you go. I forgot they played. I always think it's just the Lions and the Cowboys games.
Oh, boy.
That boy had a middle finger in his pocket.
He did. He shot me with a bird.
He was ready bang, bang. To go.
Okay. So we kind of skirt around that by picking the Falcons. Can we just not pick the Falcons ever again?
I agree.
That's an easy pick, man.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Boy, just pick against them.
Yep. That's a gimme.
Kind of is, man. I mean, you don't usually get more than minus 13 in an NFL game, but with the Saints and the Falcons, you might as well.
That's a star on the bingo board, brother.
Well.
Watch the Falcons beat them.
Right?
Two touchdowns.
Oh, I hate the Falcons because they'll beat them.
You're a hater. We will have – so we'll do pigskin picks today. Also, because, in a couple of days, Black Friday, we'll be doing the drawing of Christmas names today as well.
Yay.
We'll be finding out who's got to buy gifts for who. And – I'm pleased to announce that I've brought in some baked goods for us to eat while we draw names.
Oh, okay.
For the ambiance. I love that.
Ambiance.
You know, for years I brought in baked goods every time I walked in by myself.
Oh, yes. That's right. Well, I wouldn't say good.
No, baked bad.
Baked mediocre at best.
I'll take those baked goods for me.
We're going to have some fun today because, to be honest with you, it's last show of the week. 3-day week. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. For a lot of people, it is. That's right. We got to get out and get. I'm going to buy new cars to get free flat screen TVs at TLC Motors on Friday morning.
Yeah, Black Friday. That's how they're hooking you up at TLC Motors.
We'd love to hear from you today. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. You can text us on the CarolinaVaporMill.com at 72341. This is CarolinaVaporMill.com text line.
By the way, I'm going to call my boy band Out of Sync.
Out of sync.
I have to start a boy band if I have Frosted Tips.
Maybe.
Oh, boy. Just wait for the parody songs. You just wait.
I can't wait.
Paige, what are you working on at the Plex this morning?
Well, I hate to be a downer, but 1 in 20 people hate this. You'll find out what it is next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I know. I guarantee I know what this is. I know what this is, and I'm one of the 20.
You are?
I swear I know what it is.
Okay.
I'm going to write it down right now, and I'm just going to show it to Fat Boy just to see what's your reaction to that? You like it or no?
Honestly, never had it.
Jimmy? You like it? I know you
do. Oh, yeah, I do. I hate it.
I hate it. All right. So I'm one of the 20.
Maybe you're on to something.
I think I am. All right. We'll find out what it is that I hate and everybody else hates next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Here's Madman, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. Hey. Well, how about this? 1 in 20 people hate this, so that means 5% of us hate everything about this. What is it?
You mean to tell you what I wrote down that I showed to Fat Boy and what's your name? Jimmy?
You were kind of wrong, but that's okay.
I said
Monkbeard.
Cranberry sauce.
Well, you're on to something.
Is it just Thanksgiving dinner in general?
Yeah.
See, okay.
It's the whole thing that people hate.
Yeah.
I mean,
is it getting with to get together with family and all that?
It's the whole holiday thing. But so 75% of us tend to eat the same foods every year. And you're on to something because there are two items at the dinner that people like. And the other stuff is kind of like, less than 5% approval rating. So you can just leave all the other stuff off, like, cranberry sauce. People, 3% of those people really like that. That's just for color on your plate.
What is the taste? I mean, I've tried it, don't like it, but what is the taste satisfaction for you, Jimmy? You said you liked it.
It's kind of sweet, a little bit tart. It's just a nice compliment to the turkey.
But why only eat it at Thanksgiving?
Well, because it's when cranberries are in season.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a can.
Yeah, but I like to make it out of, like, cranberries.
God.
Whoa. That's novel.
Somebody playing Bowser's Castle on Mario World right now?
So, you but
or the Ghost House?
But you have to agree, though, that it is only thought about around Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I like to. I'm going to make cranberry sauce out of cranberries, fresh ones.
Really?
Yeah. And it isn't in, like, a cylindrical form like it is out of a can. It's just, like, a sauce. God dang it.
You're like pioneer man instead like of pioneer juice, woman. Yeah. Pioneer man.
Hold your hands up. Porta potty in here. So I guess the thing is, I think it goes well with turkey, but this is when cranberries are in season, certainly.
Yeah.
So there are other things that are low on the list, like, you know, green beans, corn, cream spinach, rolls, gravy. So people don't really care for that. But what I'm thinking, if you want to have a banging Thanksgiving dinner, only serve turkey and pie. Because that's all people want. They love turkey.
What about dressing?
Forget that.
Sweet potato casserole.
You want people to come to your house.
If you don't like sweet potatoes, I will fight you.
Okay, 10% of these people like mashed potatoes, which is my favorite thing. If you make them proper.
Hang on now. Are you saying that 90% of people do not like mashed potatoes? Because that's bullcrap.
Well, according to this silly study, that's what they're saying. 10% of these people like that.
Or there are 10% of people saying they like mashed potatoes, or do 10% of people say that's the best thing at the table on Thanksgiving?
Well, it's the same thing. If they like it, that's their favorite, right?
Ring the bell. Let's fight.
Because like you can like mashed potatoes, but if you like turkey better, it doesn't mean you don't like mashed potatoes.
Well, 10% of those people, that would be their favorite at the table.
Well, that makes sense. It's a side.
Yeah.
Where's macaroni and cheese?
It's not even on the stupid list, and that's what I'm taking issue with.
They didn't poll Southerners.
No. Yeah.
Crockpot macaroni.
Corn casserole. Hawaiian rolls.
They've got cream spinach, and I don't think I've ever been served that for Thanksgiving dinner here in the South. Mm. Ever. So, what time do you normally eat? This is always the contention with people trying to get there on time, and if you have multiple places to go to, it's very stressful. So 42% of these people will start at 2 p.m. or early, and then 11%
later.
11% were they're going to do it at 6 p.m. or later, you know. But that's always, if people don't tell you, this is my big deal. You need to tell me in advance, like weeks in advance, what time you're going to have this meal.
Yeah.
And then have the person that's going to be late always tell them to get there a half an hour earlier than everybody else. Then everybody's going to be on time. Then you're not sitting around bored.
But here's the thing, and I speak from my experience with this. If there's somebody in your family that's continually late and you do that bit where you tell them 30 minutes earlier than everybody else, you got to get everybody else to promise to never tell that person that.
Yeah.
Because I've been there when that person found out that they told a different time.
Yeah.
And Mary was pissed about that.
She's very angry. Was she mad?
Yeah, because the sister who lived in Taylor's and the sister who lived in Maria got there faster than the daughter who lived three houses down.
Yeah.
Two houses down. And we drove there, too.
If you like the people you're there with, you don't mind if dinner gets delayed, though. It's if you don't like them. You're like, I just want to eat so I can go home and get away from these people because I don't like them. That's what that is, I think.
It's not that. It's hurry to get there and wait.
Okay.
You know, you hurry to get there and wait. And if you have several dinners to go to, you just, like, you know.
Well, you shouldn't overbook yourself. It's a day off.
Well, I mean, if you're trying to be there for all your relatives and if you're marrying and you want to make sure that you go to his relatives, too, you kind of have to accommodate everybody.
No, you don't.
Well, you decide on... That's another thing. That's crazy. You can't decide which one to go to.
Yeah, you can. Decide with a kid every other weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
You do the same thing with the families. In-laws get it this year. Your family gets it next year.
Alternate Christmas.
Or you do Christmas, yeah.
I went to lunch yesterday with a friend of mine, and they lost the order or just misplaced the order. So we sat there for like 45 minutes before somebody came to the table and said, hey, did you enjoy everything today? I'm like, we didn't get food yet. They're, oh, my God, I'm sorry. You're like, no, it's cool. We're just enjoying talking. Wow. Go make the food now. It's fine.
Oh.
Nobody was upset about it at all.
Yeah. That's been a girl.
And finally, do you prepare for your meal? Do you wear something where you can really expand your belly?
Because,
everything. Because 23%
of us. You make flexible denim now, Paige. This is amazing.
That's why I lost weight, so I'd have some loose skin.
Right. You can eat more at Thanksgiving.
Matches his stool.
I wish.
23% of us make sure that we wear stretchy pants on Thanksgiving so we can eat more food. Or you can sit there and unbutton your pants and rub your belly like some people do. I've seen that.
No, everybody looks at old Jeremy when you say that. That's not fair. He never wears pants that buckle.
I've never done that either. I don't get that.
Like, it's amazing today. It's 32 degrees outside, and you're wearing workout gear. You're wearing, like, your basketball shorts and a short-sleeve T-shirt. It's very cold outside.
It's very chilly.
When I got out of the shower, I got the remote start, so I started that.
Yeah.
And the car was warm when I got in it.
Yeah.
And then I came here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't really, like, go outside at all.
It's like a mad dad.
I'll sprint to the car.
I hang out outside. It was 20 degrees out. I'm just hanging out outside.
Yeah.
Not just smoking, other stuff too.
Yeah.
Hmm. Sprint in the car and be good about 45 minutes.
That's his exercise for the day. Don't you love it?
I love it.
A text is breaking my heart right now at 72341.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Why?
This guy could, and he tried. This is exactly why I don't like holidays where I'm required to be around family members that I didn't want to be around all year long. Well, then don't.
Don't.
You don't have to do that.
Dude, that is brainwashing. It totally is. And you know what it is? It comes from a time of when you had to live on a farm together as a family and defend that farmland together. You had to depend on the family. That's why people back in the 20s and the 30s had 18 kids. They needed free labor. That's what family was.
Spend that day, talking about tomorrow, with people you are thankful to have in your life. That's right. What it's about.
Thanksgiving.
That's what it's supposed to be is
passive aggressive giving.
Yeah, it isn't like obligated to go hang out with these strangers you're related to by blood day. It's you spend it with people you are thankful to have in your life. Yeah. And I don't know why we miss the point of that.
Yeah.
We turn everything into something we don't want to do instead of making it what we do want to do.
Well, you can have a Friendsgiving instead of a Thanksgiving dinner. That's what people are having now, Friendsgiving.
You and most of your friends. Most of your friends are off tomorrow, unless y'all are all first responders and half of you got to work.
God bless you.
Thank you for that. But yeah, you and most of your friends will be off work tomorrow, so y'all have no reason not to hang out.
Okay. Wow.
And Thanksgiving, true. I mean, yeah, it's a day, but it's come on, do it like I did Friendsgiving on Monday.
It's fun. Right?
Was it Monday?
Yeah,
it was Monday.
Friendgiving.
Friendgiving. Yeah, I only have one. And Friendgiving.
And it was delicious.
Thank you. I ate it again for lunch and dinner yesterday. I did. It's amazing. I'm awake right now. All the damn turkey I've eaten already. It's crazy.
Wow.
Wasn't it good, though?
It was good.
Yeah, it's real good. Cooked it in a bag.
I see who your friend is on the show.
I cooked it in a bag.
Huh.
I was like, that was ever in question.
I know, right?
What?
They thick as thieves. Paige is shocked that you and I are so close, I guess.
No, you have one friend. I feel I'm going to go hang out with Fat Boy.
I took you to dinner one time.
20 years.
That was like 6 months ago.
Where'd you go?
Chewy's.
It was fun. Wow.
I got her lit, too.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
That's easy to do. Yeah. Get me lit. Yeah. Telling you.
Oh, what was that like? Spilling the beans.
She started spilling her. She really did.
Yeah.
You know, right.
She started talking about how when I come in here like a bat out of hell, pissed off first thing in the morning, that it's like, she's on pins and needles for the first hour of the show, and it made me feel awful.
It's like
so I tried to change.
You know, like you're that aunt. You're.
But I try not to be though.
You're the
like,
bad aunt.
If that's not what I'm trying to display, then I want to fix it.
I'm just kidding.
If I come in here angry, it's either that I'm running late or I read an email I didn't like. It's never anything you did. Okay. But I try to change it though past headlines.
Okay.
Once we get past headlines, I'm fine.
And I'm glad I get
to. I'm just very passionate about this job, Paige.
I understand. All right, then. Well, you know, you're the lovely aunt. Well, I'm Paige, and this is your Rose Guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlotte Paige. I appreciate that.
Oh, stop that.
Fat Boy, Jeremy Lawrence, what are you working on in the world of sports?
It's the biggest sports story going around right now. Wait till you hear how a dad helped his son win a football game. I mean, the lengths his dad went to.
Is this another Tony Mandarich story?
We're talking about impersonation. A little too close to the action.
Holy moly. And that is interesting.
Would have got away with it if you didn't take to Facebook after the game.
Oh, always got to show off. That's the problem. All right, we'll find out what Daddy did to help his son out next, to cheat next, right after this. Morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet Rise.
Defensively, you're out there working hard. You want to be known as a two-way player. How much do you feed off of the D?
Hey, it's perfect time of year for that. Turkey Day.
Turkey Day. That's tomorrow.
Yep.
What are your plans, Fat Boy? To eat a lot and not talk to anybody?
That'd be perfect.
That was yesterday.
I could do that every day. Rinse and repeat. Remember we played the Kevin Durant, KD, Durantula audio yesterday? You missed it. Here it is.
I said if you missed it, here it is.
Oh.
What the
f***? Sit down, watch the game, and shut the blank up.
Shut the foot up. That's what we told him.
Mm.
Well,
my foot.
I know he makes about $31 million per season, but he's going to wish he didn't say it because he's a little lighter in the pocket. He got fined $25,000.
God, that ain't nothing.
I'm pretty sure they don't get fines back. I forget where the fines go, in some kind of general fund. But I'm sure it's payroll deducted.
Charlotte Flair got fined more for what she did to Ronda Rousey's neck with that chair.
Ooh. Her ear, man.
That looked brutal. That looked rough.
If you say it ain't real, go look at that picture.
Yeah.
And then sit down.
They're real to me, damn it.
How about that? The college football playoff rankings came out last night. Still really no change. And you got Alabama 1, Clemson 2, Notre Dame 3, Michigan 4. Georgia's still peeking on the outside in right there, number 5 at 10-1.
South Carolina 31st?
Yeah, don't have them in the top 25, but the only real change here is UCF cracked the top 10.
Hey, good for them.
Undefeated UCF.
Didn't they edge in ahead of Ohio State?
Yeah, they won ahead of Ohio State. Ohio State plays Michigan.
How close are they to Missouri?
Oof, not too far away.
Thank you.
We'll see what happens there. Let me give you this. Let me give you a little action here.
Give it here.
I don't know what you got plans for Black Friday.
What you got plans for it?
But if you want to hang out and watch some pay-per-view, you can watch Phil versus Tiger.
Okay.
That's coming up Friday.
PPV Golf.
One-on-one, 18 holes. It's only $20, which by pay-per-view standards is way cheap.
Yeah.
They got side bets going on. Phil bet Tiger $100,000. That he'd birdie the first hole. Tiger says, you know what? You want to double it? You want to make it 200,000?
Packers.
Now it's 200K. But my question, as I'm sure many other people have questioned too, whose money is it?
Whose money is it? And that's no big deal to them.
Nope. Not at all.
Like Dan Marino used to come to town to do a golf tournament, got a free house out of the deal. It ain't nothing to these celebrities. You know what? Here's the bet. If you lose on that hole, I get to punch you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Do that hole for hole, a punch to the face. I would pay $49.99 for that.
I know that they would, you know, do it for something. They get paid something. $9 million is the purse for two golfers.
Man.
I don't know if anybody else is going to be able to do this down the road. If it's
in golf?
Like any other rivalries. It would have to be Tiger versus like whoever else, right? Like, you want to watch Spieth versus Dustin Johnson?
No.
No.
Yeah, it'd have to be Tiger. God, that's $9 million.
Whew. The problem with it, though, is, like, who are you pulling for and why? Like, you're not pulling for the guy to have more money. There's not a championship. He's not, I mean, if he's from your hometown or whatever, I get it. But, like, I don't get fandom of golfers. Yeah. I don't get how you can have a favorite golfer. I get it, but then again, I don't get it because you're just pulling for him to make more money.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. The only novelty of this thing is they're mic'd up, but are they really going to be mic'd up? And,
right.
What are they going to say?
Yeah. I mean, if they were truly mic'd up, like in the clubhouse and even in the bathroom, I'd go an additional $9.99 for that upgrade.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Per tier, each room they go into?
Yeah.
Phil promoting the event was, you know, kind of the gentleman like he always is, saying that, you know, it could get a little saucy. But what are they really going to say? Phil Mickelson on the golf course is a different dude.
Yeah.
Are they going to call each other names? Yeah.
He does karate also, Phil Mickelson. He's very flexible. I've seen videos of him doing like a windmill kick.
And he's got rheumatoid arthritis.
Oddly flexible. Yeah, for somebody who has a rheumatoid arthritis. Tiger don't drive a Buick either, though. There's a spoiler alert.
Oh, no.
I'll leave you with this. A dad goes to great lengths to help his son win a high school football playoff game. What did his dad do? The team did win. His dad dressed up like a ref.
Oh, my God.
And got on the sidelines. And it said he helped the refs on the field with some pretty controversial calls. Evidently, the dad is a ref, but he wasn't working that game.
Yeah.
So he just wore his stuff to the game. I don't know how long he was there before anybody recognized or what happened. But the Suns team won, and he took to Facebook afterwards saying that he made sure the best team won. And now the team who lost is trying to get it thrown out because it was a playoff game.
Well, they have to replay it? Or
I don't know if that would be a forfeit for some kind of cheating or a replay or what.
Yeah, because it shouldn't go against the entire team just because this one dad decided to do that.
Some of the parents are suing, too.
Well, my voice is getting so dry when I start to talk about this.
I know it's a high school football game, and these are games you don't get back because, you know, we still talk about high school football now. There's a lot of memories there. But if you go in like suing them, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Small claims court and all.
Then I'd like to see what dad's football record looked like, because there's something trying to be fulfilled here through his son, vicariously.
There's a whole scene of these people, man. The worst thing these type of people can do is have kids that play sports, because they live vicariously through them and they yell at the ref, "My son should play."
Same thing with the cheer moms.
God.
Oh boy, that's some heat right there. I'm gonna get FOF calls like Jimmy got it from truckers.
You should have made competition over that little slut.
I've watched some of them shows before. The moms are way into it more than the little girls are. Girls don't give a crap about cheering. They want to play with baby dolls and Barbie houses.
She's too fat to be a flyer. Should have been you.
Yeah. That's dance moms you're thinking about.
Rise Guy Sports.
Thank you, Fat Boy. All right, we're going to come back. How about this? Since it's the day before Thanksgiving, we're all thankful. You're all thankful. Hopefully you are. We've got to do our drawing of Christmas names this morning. But next, I say we do some Thanksgiving open phones.
Okay, I love some Thanksgiving open phones. I love that stuff.
Anything you want to talk about, Q&A, questions for us, comments for us, perhaps maybe you need some advice for the big day tomorrow, the big weekend. Anything you'd like to talk, oh man, I bit the hell out of my tongue.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
I did, real bad.
You bit my tongue.
You call us 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. We'll talk on the radio together right after this.
They've turned the radio airwaves into their personal insane playground.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.